Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 8. I'm subbing for the call to worship. I got a call from Steve this morning, and he's ill. So I'm doing the passage that he picked as well, though. Very important one, very good one. He had suggested that we do Psalm 8. Since today we are beginning a new series on the first chapters of Genesis. And let me remark also that if you don't understand the first three chapters of Genesis, you're going to miss an awful lot of everything after that. Also, when I pray afterwards, I'm also going to pray for Dave Lillo. Many of you have just gotten to know Dave. Dave's been here probably the last 3 months. Sits right there behind Matt somewhere most weeks. Dave is actually from Willard and commutes down with his wife. He's filling the pulpit this morning up in a little church north of Willard. Church, he said, of about 40 or 50. And he was asked to do that. And I told him that we would pray for him this morning as well. So I'd like to do that when I pray in the call to worship. So listen to the reading of God's word from Psalm 8. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. Who has displayed thy splendor above the heavens? From the mouth of infants and nursing babes thou hast established strength, because of thine adversaries, to make the enemies and the revengeful cease. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou should take thought of him, and the son of man that thou should care for him? Yet you have made him a little lower than God, and hast crowned him with glory and majesty. And thou dost make him to rule over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, also the beasts of the field, the birds of the heavens and the fish of the sea, whatever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name in all the earth. And O Lord, this morning we proclaim your name as being majestic above all the earth, the name above all names, the name of Jesus. And we proclaim it from the rooftops today. And we proclaim you as the creator, the redeemer, our sustainer, O Lord. We ask that you would bless us this morning as we come together in your name, that you would pour forth your spirit upon us, that we might grow in knowledge and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And Father, we pray for those who are ill this morning, for the McBrides, and ask that you would bless them. And we pray for Dave, that you would empower him with the opportunity to preach this morning, that he might be inspired and filled with your spirit to spread your word. We ask also, O Lord, that you would bless Matt this morning as he brings forth your word. We proclaim the name of Jesus and ask your blessing upon us in your holy name, O Lord. Amen.